Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
They are going down to one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parties in the country in Savannah, and they aren't paying for anything. Ooh. That is the good news. The bad news is they are spending the weekend in Savannah, and they're going to be humiliated every hour.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day. We'll have a drink, come down our way, and talk about the land that we hold dear.
We're calling it St. Patrick's Day, the Shenanigan Showdown, right? With the youth group of the Burt Show. And if you don't know anything about Savannah and their St. Patrick's Day celebration, it is straight up is an S show.
It's next level.
It is next level. It is miles of drunk people. It is everything that you would want in a St. Patrick's Day weekend in Savannah. In fact, Rebecca went to SCAD, so you know more about this celebration than anybody else.
I did. So I have been to actually five St. Patrick's Day because I went back for one more after I graduated. And I think I remember two. lots of drunk tanks, lots of interesting fights on the street, lots of drunk moments, wasted moments. And it's so packed, you can't even get into the bars. The party's basically just outside on the street.
And I love that you're going to be doing this entire weekend sober as a judge.
Yeah. Do I get any points if I relapse?
We'll pay for the rehab.
Thanks. Oh my God.
For you guys that have been listening for a long period of time, we took the Burt Show down to Savannah 20-something years ago and did the show live from Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. And I had no idea what to expect because I was new to Atlanta at the time. And we got down there and we were having such a good time that I called my wife at the time in the middle of the show and said, can I stay another day?
And she said,
absolutely.
There you go.
At that point, she was over me anyway. She's like, stay for months if you want. So yeah, we are sending them down there, but it's going to be fun for all of us, right? And the winner of this competition that we have put together is going to get $1,000, but the loser is going to have to dye themselves, paint themselves green all week long.
So okay. We will have the results Monday, St. Patrick's Day, when our youth group returns from Savannah. And that's when we will tally the points and figure out who's going to get a check for $1,000 and who's going to have to be green the entire week.
What do we got? 10 or 11 different things that they have to go through in order to earn these points?
Yes. So the first set that we gave you guys yesterday was make out with another member of the youth group. either get a tattoo or a piercing. One of the two, and do a TikTok with a cop. All right. Okay. And they all get you 100 points, and you can accrue 1,000 points, hence why the grand prize is $1,000. But today we are adding to the shenanigans. Here are some more options for you all in order to accrue as many points as possible so you can be our St. Patty's showdown, shenanigan showdown, something, whatever we're calling this. All right. First, jumping in a green fountain.
Are now, there green fountains there?
I remember that, like, most of the little fountains in the squares, they dye green to celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they don't now, because it's not environmentally friendly, so long as you get wet in a fountain.
There you go.
We'll take points.
Got it. That will work. Next. So we said hooking up with another member of the youth group. Saw some faces that didn't seem they would be too thrilled about that. So just hooking up with a stranger.
Okay, that's going to be bad for Jackson.
Yep.
That will be bad for Messy Mikey, who are in relationships.
Yeah, this isn't very relationship safe, is it?
Nobody says St. Patrick's Day ever was, right?
Yeah, you got to do for work, man. It's for work.
And then one that is, well, depending on your relationship and how open and honest you are and how confident you are and how much trust you have in said relationship. The last shenanigan we are sharing today that will get you 100 points is getting up on stage at the strip club that Amber used to work at.
Oh my God.
Would you like to tell us what you did during your days in Savannah, Amber, a.k.a.?
Black in the Dory days. Wow. Back in the glory days.
It just comes out sometimes.
Back then, too, so it worked out.
Yeah.
I was an exotic dancer. I was the exotic one because I was, like, one of the black ones.
What was the name again?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I had a wagon back there, the other girls. You know what I'm saying? They weren't as scared. They weren't as blessed.
Everybody want a piece of that cake?
You know it. Just cutting slices, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you know if any of your fellow dancers are still associated with said strip club? And which one did you...
I really hope not, because they were all like 10 years older than me. So I hope not. I'm not even sure if the Gold Room is still open, honestly.
The Gold Room. Oh, I Googled it yesterday. Now it's an Arby's. So you're...
What? Oh, no. Is it
you're
really?
You're getting roast beef either way.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
Gabby, a.k.a. Keisha, is in the room.
Wow.
She got the moose.
Maybe this whole thing should be now sponsored by Arby.
2 for $6.
But again, you have to get up on the stage at the establishment,
well,
okay?
I remember when I was working at strip clubs, it's going to be hard to do that. Security is very protective of the girls.
Yes.
They will throw you out. Yep. Sometimes it will hurt, but I definitely want Mikey to do it.
Yeah, these challenges seem a little pointed. Me and Jackson are going to really struggle with these two. I don't know. I mean, as a girl, you have a chance of getting up.
Yep.
As a guy, I'm going to jail or getting punched in the face.
Well, make it up on the other ones, man.
All right.
Drunk tattoo or piercing. All right, that joke, by the way, offset your come on, Eileen, earlier. You made up for it.
The Bert Show.
I think I'm in the midst of trying to accomplish something that I have a good idea I'm going to fail at, but I think it'll be worth the effort either way. And it's because I think my family needs it. And I think somebody has to step up and try to be the person to make this happen. And I just feel like it should be me. So my family has been going through a rough time for a long time, it feels like, because it's just been... We just keep losing family members, just one after another. And this all really started a couple years ago when I lost my grandmother. And it just seemed like ever since then, I mean, it's been three uncles, there's been a cousin. And it's like you get a couple of months to grieve and then you got to lose somebody else. And it's been so many people who were prominent in my childhood. And I think I'm just at that age. It's like that's just the reality of life, right? You get to a certain point in life when you just realize that a lot of the people who played a part in raising you are not going to be here for much longer.
However, we have discussed on the show before mortality rates in different genders and different backgrounds, and your uncles were still young.
That's the other part about it. I mean, I'm losing uncles that are in their 50s and their 60s, and yeah, it's very young. And rest in peace to my Uncle Alan. This was one I didn't see coming, and you know, it's like... It's tough when you get to a point in your life where every time you get a phone call and somebody doesn't sound the happiest, you automatically know. Like, you know where it's going, and you're just kind of thinking, who now? You know, and it's rough. But I was just thinking to myself, like, there has to be, obviously, you can't do anything about the inevitable. There's nothing that can be done there. But I thought of the last, like, couple years of my life, and I realized every time that my family is all together in one room, it's for a funeral. It is always for a funeral. And so many cousins that I grew up with, I don't see them unless somebody passes away. So many aunts and uncles, I don't see them. And we just don't get together. And I was talking to my mom about this because I remember at some point in life, we had family reunions. And I don't know what happened to them. Have y'all ever had family reunions? Is that a thing for y'all? No.
You know, my
touche. You did.
My mom's entire side of the family is very, very close. And so every Thanksgiving, they get like a big cabin up in the woods and it's like 35 people, 1,200 square feet. It's a thing. Yeah, every year for us.
And to be honest, I remember when we had them, I was younger, so my attitude towards it wasn't the greatest. It was like, I didn't really want to do it, you know? But now you get a little older and you're like, wow, this shouldn't be a thing to where every time we're in the same room, it's to celebrate someone's life at a funeral. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to my mom, like, what could we do? And I don't think family reunions are going to work. We both came to the conclusion that trying to get people together for a family reunion is not it.
You'd have to plan like a year in advance, right?
Absolutely.
Especially with such a large family.
And then it's still tough because, I mean, what motivation are you really giving people to, other than getting together? And unfortunately, that's just not enough for everybody. What?
I know a way you can gather people together.
I'm curious. Is it the same idea my mother had? What you got?
get married.
Oh, no, it's not.
Christian!
I think my mother knew not to bring that one up.
I'm like, if you want to do a different type of celebrating, you and your lady.
Seems like there's got to be some less extreme ways.
I would think so. I would hope so.
But what a beautiful reason to bring the family together.
Sure. What about a promise ceremony?
Abby, I'm not into promises. I'm not. It's not a bad idea. It's really not. It's not a bad idea at all. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I kid.
My mother's idea was, which was a good idea. I didn't really think about it this way, but she's like, think about it. Why don't you lead it? Because the only time that the family is ever truly together in one place, and it's not for a funeral, is when you have a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that, but she's right. Like, people, they may not fly for a family reunion, but my family comes from all over the world for my comedy shows. But the problem is, after the show, I can't really hang out with everybody. Everybody's in and out. We're gone. So I was talking to her and I was like, why can't we then try to come up with something once a year during one of my vacations when we do like a destination comedy show instead of just
family special?
Right. Like we go somewhere. Everybody has an opportunity to plan it. It can be your vacation as well. And then at some point during the vacation, like, I don't want it to be like we hanging out the whole time. Like, not every day, but we're all at the same location.
Like a resort, like an all-inclusive type deal?
Like an all-inclusive resort type deal for a few days. And at some point during that, I would do a comedy show that would bring us all together. But then we have the rest of the time to just kick it.
Or a destination wedding.
So what I love about that, it could be...
For who?
Yeah, right. The all-inclusive is such a great idea because some of these properties... I was just at one in Costa Rica. They're so big that you can run into people or you can make sure you don't run into people.
Right.
Right? But you're all on the same property together.
That's what I was thinking because it doesn't put the pressure on everybody to where we have to do activities every day all the time. It's like, no, you could do your own thing every day. As long as we come together for the show, that's cool. But at least the family members that do want to see each other and that do want to hang out, you have the option to do that. And if we kind of get it rolling, maybe it could actually be something we do once a year. And I think it would help my family go through these times of when we're losing people every day.
Okay, so let's take a look at some reality here. Would you be the one that is doing the logistical work on this, or this is your idea and other family members are planning and doing the logistics on it? Because I don't think maybe that's not your strong point.
That's why I called my mother.
Okay.
I knew exactly who to go to.
Okay.
That would be my mom.
Right.
I'm writing the jokes. She's writing the plans. But I have all the faith in the world in her that she can put this together.
I love the idea, man. It's a great idea.
I'll let you know if
and
it works.
If that doesn't work.
Okay.
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So now we have tension in the building, but it was seventh floor Ethan that drew first blood.
Such an idiot.
I had to call him out this morning, and we had a bit of a confrontation earlier this morning, and now there's tension in the building. Did you miss that earlier this morning? Get caught up on the Burt Show podcast. We upload the entire show or segment to segment where you can hear me and Ethan going at it this morning. The Burt Show is located on any podcasting platform.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I once again get to skirt off any responsibility women might have for their failing relationships and put it off on men. This all has to do... I had another cup of coffee. Honestly.
Take another every day. I love it.
So the executive producer of Love is Blind, one of my new favorite reality shows, it has replaced the gap in my heart that was left when The Bachelor went to absolute crap.
Is this the first season you're watching it?
No, I've watched it since the pandemic. Now, the pandemic season cannot be beat. Mm. That was the greatest. Like, we all needed that show.
Was that number one, the first season?
Yeah, that was Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
Love is Blind Atlanta was so good.
So I watched it the first season, and then I started to get into it on the second season. It was just kind of the same things over and over again.
Oh, no, but you love it. I love Love is Blind. mind. So the executive producer, it's a woman named Ali Simpson, and she was asked, you know, when you're looking for the cast members that you're going to cast for the next season, like, what are the types of people that you look for and how do you cultivate good relationships? And she said that there is one key to finding relationships that are going to last from the show.
Be tall.
No, because it's Love is Blind, not Love is Be 6 foot two. But that's how I date.
But your face doesn't lie. Once they come out of those pods and they see you, they see the disappointment.
And that's true. That's why Love is Not Blind.
But I have seen clips and there's ways around. Be like, so if there was a coffee mug on the top shelf in my kitchen, would you be able to fetch it for me without using a step stool?
Have anybody ever thought that you were a horse jockey?
Can you fit through a doggy door?
Hey, the men do it too. They're like, it was that one guy, Shake, who was like, you know, if we were at a music festival, could I lift you onto my shoulders?
Mm-hmm. That was so trash. And the fact that he thought it was slick and she wouldn't see through that, I'm like, are you an idiot?
I would have reversed it on him. I'd be like, yeah, well, what do you bench press? You know, seven marshmallows. So Ali Simpson said that the key, the challenge to finding these relationships that are going to last, she said, and I quote, is to find nice men. She said, we think it's such a cool experience.
That's revolutionary.
What? Hang on. Let me cook. I'm firing up the stove. We're cooking here.
Okay.
She said, we think it's such a cool experience and experiment for people to do. And we want to bring on really quality individuals. We want people to want to do it because we've seen it work. And then she added, if you look at the husbands who come on the show, it's the really nice guys who it works out for. We just need nice men.
Yeah, we've said this. I mean, this is kind of a cliche, right? Like when you're in your 20s, you think it's kind of cool to hang out with the rebel, the guy that isn't so safe. But then you get a little bit older and you've gone through all the D-bags and now you're like looking for a nice guy. And that's when you find your husband.
I know. It's sometimes there are some guys that have done some of these women wrong, Shake being one of them, asking how much she weighs without really asking how much she weighs. And listen, I know that there are bad, shady women out there in the world. I'm not saying that dating is only bad for women. I'm just saying if the executive producer of one of the biggest reality shows of all time is saying that it's really hard to find a nice guy, I'm just saying there's some legitimacy here.
And there's probably a lot of nice guys out there too that are like, just give me a chance.
I don't get them most
instead of
the
waiting for the guy that has a 6-figure bank account and is like 6'2". All right, so have you seen the clip that has gone viral recently for Love is Blind? Because I don't watch the show, but of course clips will pop up in my algorithm or my For You page. And the gaslighting, I was shooketh. So I don't know how this show works, but the dude comes into a pod and he's expecting one girl, but it's a different girl that's sitting there. So he calls her by the wrong name.
Oh, he's face to face with her or she's behind
No, they're in their pods. They're in their pods, so they can't see. So he comes in and calls her by the wrong name and she is like, and he goes, this is blank, right? And she's like, no, this is blank. And he's like, oh, you probably think I'm a D-bag, don't you? And he goes like, well, however it ended up, he turned it around on her and he's basically like, well, I don't think you should be mad at me. And if you're mad at me, there's a problem with that. It was so bizarre. And I'm like, who is this goof? Because he is definitely not one of the nice guys that she's supposedly looking for on the show that is supposed to be husband material. Because the gaslighting was next level.
Thank you for underlining the point I just made in my entertainment news story, Kristen, that it is very hard to find a nice man. Just don't gaslight me. And be 6'3". It's not that hard.
I've got two qualifications.
All right. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
I would certainly say that the level of my relationship with my girlfriend Amanda is going next level as we speak.
You've leveled up?
We leveled up.
Thanks, Mario.
That was my level up noise.
You sounded just like Ciara.
Her dad and her sister and Amanda will all be spending the weekend with me. In my house.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the tunnel noise.
Now, the reason why might be next level. Whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Pops is having himself a little bit of a medical procedure.
Oh.
And it's right down the street from my house.
I am so glad I did not do the sounder that you do when Mario is no longer with us anymore. That would have been really, really bad.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
So he was going to recover at Amanda's house, but she just moved in to her place, right? It's fine. But my house kicks ass. So, and my house is literally right down the street from the hospital. So I said, I made the suggestion last week, like, why doesn't your dad just recover and crash in my place for a couple of days rather than go to your place in Roswell? And I think, without getting into it, the layout of my house is more conducive.
No stairs.
There's no stairs. You have to go up and go down. So it's all on one level. If he does come out of the room and I got a bathroom right there, it's all pretty convenient. So the real sell was on her dad, who I've only met a couple of times. But, you know, he's just kind of old school dude. Like, I take care of myself. Yeah. You know, I barely even know this dude. I know that you love him, but I barely even know the guy. And I don't know what she did to talk him into it, but I'm so stoked that she did because he's going to be crashed out of my house this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, man.
Exciting.
In fact, he should be pulling up here over the next, like, 15, 20 minutes.
That's a lovely gesture by you, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Because I know how protective you are of your domain, and you always start, like, getting hives when you realize there's going to be people in your house for whatever reason.
Yeah, but he's going to be unconscious.
You're
there's
doing
no
it.
Stress here,
no,
man.
Don't lie. You're doing it to get access to his drugs, aren't you?
We can make trades. but I did go, like, I am kissing serious ass this weekend. But I have taken a, I grew up in a house where we didn't entertain, we certainly didn't entertain family, and we didn't entertain friends, right? So anything that I have learned about entertaining people and setting up a house, I have learned from, like, Kristen and Bart. I go over to their house, they have everything set up for everybody. Molly and Joel, our friends Molly
yeah,
and Joel.
Great.
Man, you go into their restroom, and if you're spending a couple of days there, they have drawers filled with anything that you might need or things that you might not even think that you need. It is all in the cabinets in that place. And I've done that because I've had to crash at their place for a couple of days. So I took notes from you guys, and you are going to be very proud of me. He is a huge UGA fan.
Uh-huh.
I ordered two UGA books for him to read over the weekend.
Aww, aren't you cute?
They're right there at the side table, ready for him to go.
Okay? Look at you.
This kind of niceness does not come natural. I had to learn it from Kristen. And I went out yesterday. I got shaving cream for him.
Wow.
I got deodorant if he needs
you
it.
You are so
hair
cute.
Products for him. They're all laid out in the room, ready
very,
to go, Pops.
Very thoughtful.
All right.
Hostess with the mostest.
This you is so out of my comfort zone, I can't even tell you.
I love how adorable you are right now. Have you figured out, ooh, okay, we want to take this next level?
Dang, okay, what did I miss?
Just
okay. What did I miss?
No, you're doing great.
Okay.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
This dude is so, like, I don't want to use the word basic, but so, like, yeah. Doesn't want to lean on anybody.
That's
like,
fine.
Just let him know I'll bring my, he said something like two random things, like, I'll bring my own oranges and avocados.
That's
what he was going to eat over the weekend.
And that's where I'm going. So something that will take it next level, because you have, like, the bathroom accoutrements
right.
Taken care of, which is great. But now think kitchen. So I'm sure your girlfriend Amanda knows, like, the coffee he likes to drink or the type of creamer he wants in his coffee or the type of sugar.
Yeah.
So, and that stuff is, like, so just have some of his favorite snacks and beverages, and I think that will just put you over the edge.
I hadn't even thought about all that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't even know the answers to those questions.
She should.
Yeah, and her sister's going to be there with us also, so.
A little snack basket, and if you want to go extra, extra, make sure sis gets her own snack basket, too.
Dang, it's too late. They're on the way over there.
No, you can show up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Fine. But
right.
I just got to say mad props because I think if I were in Amanda's shoes, and I'm not going to speak for her, but like if my man did this for my family, the amount of love that I would feel, especially knowing like it's not normally in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But the fact that you sat back and you're like, that's not in my wheelhouse, but I'm going to step it up and make it in my wheelhouse because I love my girlfriend and I want her family to feel loved. Speaks volumes.
Well, thank you.
Seriously.
I really appreciate that. He said, she relayed this to me. She's like, why is he doing this? And at the time, the only thing I could think of is, well, I love you, so I love him by
proxy.
By proxy. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes this weekend and what could go wrong with a guy that is like, not conscious the entire weekend. It's not like we're going to be arguing.
Are you afraid this is going to turn into one of those no good deed goes unpunished?
Oh, no. You shouldn't even have said that.
Not
don't put that out there.
Should we try to come up with worst case scenarios tomorrow for you of what could happen over the weekend? That way, if anything does happen, it's not going to be as bad as what we thought of.
I mean, I literally can't think. I've had the same surgery before, so and I can't remember what my recovery time on it was, but it's like a routine procedure, but you're laid up for a couple of days, so I can't can't say anything that could really go wrong.
That's normally when things go wrong. Yep.
Each one of us, you can't think of something, but we can. So we are all tasked this time tomorrow. Come in with the worst case scenario of what can happen.
Why you got to make something so beautiful so ugly, man?
I learned it from you!
I was this close.
I was so close. At least you didn't suggest a prank.
No!
Right.
I'm not that evil. I'm not going to prank a man that's like laid up.
All I'm saying is you better count the painkiller. That's all I'm saying. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.